This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The first rounds of the U.S.'s newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer facility in the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday. The 184,000 vials are being supercooled and will be sent via rapid air freight to regional hubs across the country. The commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn, told media network CNN people will start receiving the shot, quote, very expeditiously, hopefully Monday. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be at the front of the line to receive the first round of the 2.9 million doses. They come at a time when cases are surging in the United States. The U.S. has recorded more cases than any other country, with nearly 300,000 deaths from the virus and more than 16 million infections, according to the Johns Hopkins University. Italy has surpassed Britain to become the nation in Europe with the highest death toll from the coronavirus. Italy is also where the continent's pandemic began. Sunday, the nation registered 484 COVID-19 deaths in one day, one of the lowest one-day death counts in a month. The latest deaths pushed Italy's official total up to 64,520, according to a tally from Johns Hopkins. Brexit negotiations will continue past Sunday. The European Union and Britain said they would ignore the self-imposed deadline to complete post-Brexit trade negotiations. Sunday was the original deadline. Both British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen agreed there was too much at stake in reaching a deal to end talks. At stake is Britain's quest for zero tariff and zero quota access to the EU's single market. This is VOA News. As countries approve COVID-19 vaccine, the urgent need for people to receive the inoculation continues to grow, with cases and deaths spiking to record highs in several countries. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Sunday that South Korea recorded a record daily increase in coronavirus cases for a second straight day, with just over 1,000 new infections. In the U.S. last week, the western state of California recorded more than 25,000 new infections in one day. According to Johns Hopkins University, there have been more than 71 million global COVID infections and 1.6 million deaths. The Brazilian government has unveiled its long-awaited national vaccination plan against COVID-19. With an initial goal of vaccinating 51 million people, or about one-fourth of the population, in the first half of 2021. In a document sent to the Supreme Court, which had given the government a deadline to draw up the plan, the health ministry said 108 million doses will be available for priority vaccination of vulnerable groups that include health workers, elderly people, and indigenous communities. The president, however, is being criticized that the plan is not well thought out. President Jair Bolsonaro has also been criticized in the past for downplaying the virus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a Christmas lockdown amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in the country. Under new emergency measures, all schools and non-essential shops across Germany are to close, and bars and restaurants will remain shut. In a bid to deter outside gatherings during the period, the sale of fireworks is banned, as well as drinking alcohol in public. The only concession for Christmas is that up to 10 people will be allowed to meet indoors. Currently, a maximum of 5 people from 2 different households is allowed to gather in homes. Religious events in churches, synagogues, and mosques may take place if strict hygiene rules are observed. The latest emergency measures will last until January 10th. Jihadists from Boko Haram group killed at least 27 people in an attack of unprecedented savagery in southeast Niger, according to local officials on Sunday. Other people were wounded and some more reported missing in the assault on Saturday evening in the village of Tumor in the Diffa region, according to a senior local official. President Donald Trump once again says he will veto the annual defense policy bill that covers the military's budget and pay raises for service members. However, this time he's citing unspecified concerns about China. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.